Now we're joined by, we go from an offensive leader to a bona fide defensive leader who's having family fun day this Tuesday at Vikings training camp.
That's right.
It is Chad Greenway in training camp number 10, former roommate of Benjamin Lieber.
Absolutely.
Why don't you guys go share some memories?
I miss the times we had together. You know, all that snuggling and cuddling and pillow talk.
I often wonder, Colin Loeffler and I were watching, we started House of Cards last night on Netflix, and I wonder, like, because Netflix was, like, not really on the iPad or anything yet when we were playing, which just seems ridiculous, but, like, I wonder how many shows we would have watched, how many series we would have got in over the years of, you know, on the road traveling, on the airplane.
Yeah.
You know, we did the Mario Kart deal.
I was going to say, it would have been hard with Mario Kart in the way.
We were elite Mario Kart players on the Nintendo DS, like just a bunch of children.
And at night we had Yahtzee to play.
Yahtzee.
I don't know if Netflix really would have snuck in there much.
The gameplay never really came up, but we played a heck of a lot of Mario Kart.
A lot.
I have a funny story for you that you'll appreciate being a dad, and it took place yesterday at Vikings training camp, and I'm going to tell it for the second time, and Ben hates it.
Is it regard to Witten?
Yes. Okay. His 4-year-old son, gorgeous young man, Witt, is here.
Looks like Ben's wife.
You can call him Jason Witten. I call him Whip.
Yep.
We're taking in practice by that little contraption over there.
Yep.
Watching the 11-on-11. Okay, so Ben intently is watching everything. Witt comes up with water bottle, 4-year-old, right into dad's spot. Bam! Dad keels over. Oh! Like that. Witt, stop that. I told you to stop hitting me. It was the funniest moment of all training camp.
You just know that Ben was that way and probably 10 times worse.
I thought your linebacking teammate, Gerald Hodges, doing what he did to Jerick McKinnon yesterday was going to be the funniest moment of the day. Until 4-year-old nails former linebacker in spot.
That's excellent.
Highlight of the day.
He had been punching me in the gut like the whole time. Just like
bored. He's bored.
Yeah, he's
a 4-year-old.
He's bored.
Yeah, this means nothing to him.
I kind of made him stay in that one spot. So like he's trying to get out some energy. He's punching. I'm fine with that. You know, hit me in the gut.
Yeah.
Then he comes over and just like cup checks me. I'm like, all right. You know,
that's
Now we're now it's too much.
And
then
too much.
And then we laugh at Hodges. How fun is that to like? Yesterday you guys were kind of chippy.
You know, it's like kind of that time of camp. You're what, 8 or 9 days in? It's just it's like that time you need another team to play against. You need somebody else to hit. You know, you just kind of it's the same thing every day, over and over and over. The same schemes, the same blocking schemes. You're going against the same players. It just kind of gets that point where camp kind of gets to be what you call the dog days, and you keep pushing through. And you know, we're trying to bring that false enthusiasm on certain days. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Days that you come out, you can just feel there's no
the fake
energy.
Yelling.
Well, you can just feel. You know, sometimes there's just a different vibe within the team. And I think yesterday and really the last 2 days, you've kind of had that where you got to come out here and just create your energy. You know, find a way to do it, feed up each other. I don't care if it's something little, just hype it up, overhype it, just try to get yourself going.
Is there anybody on offense that talks, like between plays, that gets when things like that happen where
well, Sully talks a lot, but
really?
Does he really?
Not like trash, he just talks a lot.
So on the on the field trash talking. So like when in 9-on-7 when Exum laid out McKinnon, who steps up offensively and kind of becomes the chatterbox?
I don't know. Well, Jarek's a talker, so he'd be one guy you definitely would have
Stephon
that.
Stephon Diggs is the number one talker on offense, but he's not out there with you that much.
I don't know that. I guess I don't know his game well enough, his talking game. But, you know, 9-on-7, it's sort of like, you know, it's like the battle of attrition. It's like you go on to the next play.
Well, you know, everybody's dreading it already. It's like the one part of practice where like, all right, let's just conserve energy until we get to 9-on-7, and then let's have 9-on-7. Everybody just, you know, cordial, good job. Yeah. All right, let's go to the next
let's move
drill,
on. We made it through.
Training camp number 10 for you. What do you think so far? Are you all right physically, mentally? Still having a good time?
I'm having a good time. Yeah, I think I just told myself, you know, going into this season, you know, who knows, you know, if this is going to be it, if I'll have any more years after this. I'm just going to try to enjoy every step of the way. I enjoyed the drive down. I didn't get a speeding ticket. You know, I didn't run out of gas. Nothing bad happened, which has happened to me in the past.
Yeah.
You know, I just think it's something I'm just trying to take it day by day. You know, the body's going to be the body. You know, I don't care if you're 22 or 32, you're going to be hurting at this time of camp. And you're just trying to kind of take it day to day and just continue to work on little things that are going to make you better. I feel like I've the things that Coach Zimmer and I talked about in the offseason about improving, I've really focused on, and I feel like I'm making some headway with that as far as improving. I think I'm ready to take that to the next level in the game and just continue to play and be a leader on this defense that's young, but we have a lot of good, really good veteran young leaders. You know, Harrison Smiths, Everson Griffin after his full season last year. I mean, guys that you know that are stepping up, kind of in that 4 or 5 year window that are kind of taking their game to the next level.
Give us one tidbit on which Zimmer asked you to improve.
Well, just point of contact, you know, especially after I dealt with all the hand and rib stuff. I think it was just, you know, you're kind of a little more cautious just going into some stuff. And I think it's in my ability to get on and off blocks, you know, especially on point of contact blocks. And that's something that I would say throughout my entire career has been something I could always have improved on. And I really made it a focus. I mean, literally every day, sled work, footwork, and it's, you watch the tape over and over and you realize that the same mistakes I'm making, you know, if I improve those, I can get better even at 32 years old. And I've seen myself do it even this year at camp.
Now, this is a testament to you that the fact that you've basically played every snap outside of your ACL year, your rookie year,
yep,
in practice and in games. How has it been for you recently when they're taking you off of the sub package with the number ones?
Yeah, I'm getting some sub reps. I'm not taking every sub rep when they're bringing Eric in, Kendricks, and you know, I just think it's a change. It's just a change, you know, in your career as you move forward. I just don't think you take it personal. You know, I think I've talked about this a lot in the last throughout this training camp, is just as an athlete, continue to be self-aware with where your game is at and how you can help this team win. And because at the end of the day, like, in your 10th year, you want to win football games, and that's the end. That's at the end of the day, that's it. And so if that means I'm playing 70 snaps or 50 snaps or whatever, I'm going to do what I'm asked of as best as I can. You know, obviously as a competitor, I'm going to play every snap, and I'm going to try to fight for that position. But the coaches have a decision to make, and I'm just going to continue to play hard and you know, do what I can do.
You being a bona fide team leader with as much linebacking equity as you've had for a decade on this team, 9 full years playing, How much do you work with Eric Kendricks? I mean, when you guys watch film, when you guys are out there together, how much do you work with the rookie from UCLA?
Well, you know, I don't know if I work with him, like, in saying, hey, this is how you should do this, this is how you should do that, because we're all going through the things together. You know, we're going from drill to drill to drill. We're kind of learning from the coaches and let them kind of take that over. But, you know, there's just little small things. You know, same thing that Ben and EJ would have done to me when I was a young guy. You know, just like questions that he asks, or if he's unsure of, or if I see him doing something that maybe a coach hasn't noticed and hasn't corrected, like, I'll do that for him. Because at the end of the day, like, you know, it's just such a different mentality, I feel like, than maybe when I came in, as far as how you handle rookies or young guys. Is like, you need these guys on board. Our team is young. You need these guys to step in and be, you know, contributors, big time contributors right away. And it's all hands on deck. So it's a more of about, like, how can I help get you up to speed? And that's the approach I think we've all taken.
I think one of the bright spots of this training camp, defensively, it sounds like, is the play of the defensive line. And not just, you know, the depth that's being developed, but also just the first team guys, have really shined. And that obviously makes life a little easier for you guys as second level players. But could you talk a little bit more about how these guys are playing, Linval and Sharif and even Everson?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, you look back to the statistics last year, you know, we need to improve in our run defense. I mean, I think just across the board, some of that was our nickel run stuff where we're subbing out a backer and bringing, you know, a DB in certain situations where, you know, it seems like the NFL is going that route where maybe you go Kings, 3 receivers and a back and a tight end, and you run the ball more. And something I'm guessing our offense will probably do quite a bit of with Adrian this year. And I think we need to improve on those things. But it starts up front in the run game, like, you know, and I think, you know, Sharif's play is heading towards elite status. I think Linville is Linville. He's unbelievable. And in our ends have always been good run guys. But now it's about us as linebackers on the second level coming downhill, knowing when to take the double team off, knowing when to scrape, knowing how to fit, and just kind of being the second year in the system and kind of learning all the nuances of it and just being better at it. And I think we're working together, first and second level, of just, you know, of just making that wall and not letting the big runs hit. You know, we don't, you know, even last year when our run defense wasn't that strong, we didn't give up the big hitters. You know, it was, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there. Now we want to take all that away and just kind of, you know, really improve there.
How's Twitter these days?
It's been fun. I've really enjoyed it. You know, I haven't played a game yet. That's okay. Even when it comes, I'm looking forward to it. I just know I kind of get what it is. Obviously, I know there'll be some negativity coming during the season, but you know, we're hoping for all positive vibes this year. You know, starting with some big wins and getting this thing rolling.
Have you had to block anybody?
No, I will not block anybody.
Yeah, I won't either.
Yeah, you know why?
Because I've never blocked anybody.
This guy I know that told me not to block anybody.
Right.
So I'm just going to listen to advice of people who came before
me.
I don't think I took that. Ben gets takes it too personal.
No. Actually, it's...
Yeah, you're too sensitive.
I am too sensitive, but
so
that's actually not the people I'm blocking.
I think we're all sensitive up here.
Yeah, I think we're a little sensitive Sally's up here.
Of course
here.
We are. Of course we are. Do you have good vibes about this season? Like into 2009, it was a special feeling, a special season.
Right.
Ended in a, you know, sadly a memorable way. I don't want you to compare this to then, But do you have a different feeling this year with the overall makeup of the team, the coaching staff? Do you feel like this could be something good?
I just think the comfort level for all of us within this team is just so much better. You know, we're so much a better place at this point than we were last year just because of the scheme change and some position changes and kind of things are moving fast. I do think that it just, you know, when you have the positive vibes coming from the media, the things you're reading, the things you're hearing, it naturally is going to make you feel better about the situation. I think it naturally makes you more excited to come out to practice. And then the way we've been competing and the way that you see the offense play and the way you see Teddy make these throws and our receiving corps, you know, just the depth we have there, running back is back. I mean,
yeah,
there's a lot of things to be excited about, and that's great. It doesn't matter until you get to week one and start playing a real game. And then, you know, that's where you see where you're at. But it's just fun to be a part of this team right now. The youthfulness within it, it's fun.
So
fun right now.
You're saying the offense is far ahead of the defense through
training camp? No, I'll never say that.
Really?
Ever.
Is it close?
I'll never say that.
Without Spielman said earlier today that he thinks defensive players are more athletic than offensive players.
Well, that's obvious.
He kind of said
that's what he said!
But that's obvious.
I tiptoed into a question about offensive line depth, lack thereof, or performance by saying, is it fair to say the first defensive line has beaten the first offensive line the majority of camp?
It's DBs become backers, backers become DNs, and DNs and D linemen become O linemen because they're the worst line. They're
DBs
the worst athletes.
DBs become DBs because they can't catch like wide receivers.
That's not true.
All right, we got to go. Thank you. Stay healthy.
See ya.
What are you playing? 30 plays this weekend at Canton?
I hope so. 30, love football.
It's 30 minus 30 is my guess. Thank you. Good luck.
Thanks,
Chad Greenway, linebacker for the Minnesota Vikings. Ben, thank you very much for joining today and co-hosting the show.
Thanks, man. I always appreciate it.
Eric Nordquist was the producer. We thank Jordan Strzok from the Vikings Entertainment Network for putting up with the 9 to Noon production and videotaping it all show. I'm Paul Allen. Thank you for listening to training camp coverage on your home for Vikings football, FM 100.3 The Fan, and throughout the entire and ever-expanding Minnesota Vikings Radio Network.